Lynx or patties, hot or mild, meat or vegan. KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson are strong on sausage on today's Food for Thought.
Stein, you know how there's always certain things you have to keep in your fridge or freezer? You just have to have them there all the time. For me, it's sausage.
They're good to have in the freezer. You can defrost them in the microwave.
One of the things I like to do is buy them in link form because you can freeze some of them, use some of them, and if you need the innards, you just take the casing off.
Yeah, just squeeze it out of the casing like meat toothpaste.
Which is, of course, fun.
I enjoy it.
How many great sausages there are, whether you go to a traditional supermarket, and I go down to Uli's in Pike Place Market, and this is a great time to go to the market. There are far fewer tourists around. He's got all kinds of sausages.
I get just about all my sausage at the supermarket. The one exception being the Mexican chorizo I get at the La Huerta market just a few blocks from where I live, and that stuff is really great. I hope no one will be shocked to hear that one of the things I love doing with that, besides making chorizo and potato taco filling, for a really quick weeknight dinner, I'll just brown some of that loose chorizo and then just add some canned chili. Takes it from canned and bland to pretty zippy stuff.
We're the same with pastas, like always have hot Italian sausage available. And Mac uses that for his homemade pizzas.
One of my favorite ones is the Chinese lap chang sausage, which is another great quickie meal. I just put up some rice, and when it's done, just add some cut up lap chang to that, mix it up with the rice, and it'll cook in the residual heat. And you can also add some chopped up vegetables to that, squirt in a little oyster sauce, and bingo.
That Chinese sausage keeps really well just in the deli meat department of my refrigerator. We always have a link of that around. And what about andouille? I buy the Hemplers, and I often make that with eggs. And I have a question for you. How do you cook it? Because I always like to slice my sausages and then pan grill them.
I like that Hempler's andouille too. I'll use it in a shrimp etouffee and sometimes in a shrimp and grits recipe. Not exactly authentic, I don't think, but I don't care. It tastes good. As for how I cook it, I'll just cut it up and put it in either of those two dishes I mentioned, and usually I'll just eat the first link cold right out of the package. For gumbo, which is actually a legitimate place for andouille sausage, I usually use kielbasa, which works fine and costs less because for the amount of sausage I want to put in my gumbo, I don't want to pay for all that andouille.
And, you know, I really love having sausages around now for that Molly Stevens bean and sausage gratin recipe, which I absolutely love. We should share that again on the blog post.
And so I will. I haven't made that one yet. But let me get back to a great way to use loose sausage, as you were talking, squeezing it out of the link. I love sausage and pepper subs, but for some reason, when I keep the sausages in a whole link, it makes the sub a little unwieldy to eat. And sometimes they want to fly out of the sub when I bite into it. So now I just use the loose sausage and I shape it into a patty that fits the bun. Works great. But, you know, I think we're talking about meat. There's lots of really good vegetarian and even vegan sausages available now.
And we have that locally made field roast from here in Seattle, and they do a world of sausages. I like the Mexican chipotles. Really has a lot of great flavor. I'm not nuts about the texture. It's like vital wheat gluten or something. But I have this to say, if I didn't eat meat, that would be a really nice substitute.
And I say the more gluten, the better. Hey, Nance, how about a rhyming sausage dish?
Like?
Brats and tots with KNKX food talker Nancy.
Look for our sausage links on the blog post at knkx.org.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
I never sausage good ideas.
Stein.